Welcome to EY India Insights podcast. Today, we are exploring the future of corporate treasury in India, drawing insights from our latest report, India Corporate Treasury Survey 2025. We'll discuss how AI and automation are transforming treasury functions and what companies need to do to stay ahead. Joining us is Hemal Shah, partner in consulting services at EY India. Hemal brings deep experience of 25 plus years in helping organizations for various problem statements related to treasury and commodity trading functions, and also transforms their finance and treasury operations. Hemal, welcome to our podcast today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Hemal. To begin with, many treasuries in India still rely on spreadsheets and have weak reporting dashboards. What risks does this possess for decision-making and agility?
The risks are quite significant in this case. And maybe I can explain this thing with a couple of examples. We've seen large companies with global operations having multiple functional currencies, interplay with various currency pairs. It's very difficult for a group CFO of such organizations to form a big picture of consolidating what its true risks are and then decide what should be the appropriate hedging decisions. Imagine if such type of information is lying in disaggregated spreadsheets or systems in different entities. It will be a nightmare for the CFO to take right decision at right point in time. And we've typically seen that such type of exercise are conducted on spreadsheets, and the time delay it takes to take decision is enormous. Let me also give another example. We'd seen in one of our clients, you know, they also had multi-geography operations. They were operating in different geographies. They were having different businesses and different entities. Each of the businesses and entities were taking funds from the respective banking partners in those regions. And it was very difficult for the group CFO based out of India to build a big picture in terms of what their average cost of funds is, how much funds have they taken from the banks, whether this borrowing commensurates with their net working capital needs of those respective businesses. So it was very difficult for the big group CFO to draw an appropriate decision out of this thing. Such type of activities also happen on spreadsheets. They are disaggregated in nature, and it creates a lot of chaos for stakeholders at the right level to form the big picture.
Focus of our report, AI and automation are becoming critical for future of treasury. Which use cases like cash forecasting, FX exposure prediction, or anomaly detection are proving the most valuable, and where are the organizations struggling to scale?
So before AI comes, data standardization and integration. If data is harmonized and not disaggregated or disintegrated, all types of prompt-based decision support AI-enabled tools are possible. For example, if you have data sets to predict realization of your cash flows or collections based out of different customers in different regions having different terms of payments, and if you are able to use a pattern and use it for your accurate decision-making, it will help you solve the problem statement. Imagine a scenario wherein, you know, there are multiple clauses in a business contract and you would need to find inconsistency. So you are able to do such type of task-oriented activities in a far more lucid manner. The third example I would want to give is that, you know, simple correlation of business financial performance with the financial markets and the treasury policy decisions or transactions which you have taken. If you have these three things integrated over a period of time, it will help you to take sharper decisions in future.
Thank you, Hemal. Now, how should treasuries rethink their tech stack and operating models, whether through cloud-native solutions or ERP integrations or hybrid setups like shared services and GCCs.
My take after observing so many treasuries for so many years is to keep the stack as simple as possible. Do not over-customize it. Do not over-engineer it. Keep it integrated so that there is data consolidation happening seamlessly. Adopt agents to solve problem statements which are taking a lot of time. Your KPI has to be to reduce the TATs or the turnaround time to take or execute or review decisions related to the transactions. A center of excellence within a GCC is a great practice with simple objective of continuous improvement in all the sub-functions of treasury processes. You are able to achieve these objectives.
Thank you, Hemal. Now, upskilling in data coding and automation has become essential for any organizations. So how can treasuries close this talent gap and build teams that are ready for the future?
This is very important. Traditionally, we have seen that treasurers have been a very smart community. They have always adapted themselves very well, and they have always made their spreadsheets smarter. However, now they need to institutionalize these spreadsheets or integrate them so that their prompts get smarter. Coding skills are imperative and very important and integral part of today's treasury setup. Change management, program management skills are also equally important. And that's the reason you will see in today's treasury setup, you will have mid office, back office, front office individuals possessing skills related to Python or C++ or Angular or R or Alteryx or JavaScript. All of this has become very relevant in nowadays.
Thank you, Hemal. As we've discussed the automation aspect, we would like to know the challenges as well. So what are the biggest roadblocks to modernizing treasury, such as legacy systems or data quality, or even regulatory constraints, and how can organizations overcome them?
Roadblocks. I think the first thing is the mindset. The fear of managing change, or the ambition of achieving everything in a conventional IT architecture, or not willing to experiment agile or dynamic setups, or maybe continuously being exposed to huge cost on account of inflexibility. Over a period of time, as treasurers see more success stories or proof of concepts, it will only help them build comfort and confidence. Agile COEs are the way to go. Agile operating models are the way to go. And these things in the functional setup will make things easier and faster for a lot of treasury teams.
Thank you, Hemal. Our one last question. Looking ahead, how will the success in treasury transformation be measured? And what are the practical steps that companies should consider to lay a strong foundation for AI and automation?
I'll answer the second question first. A strong foundation is simplicity of data, harmonization of data, integration of data. And the KPIs are also as follows and very simple. A, we are doing all these things for faster turnaround times. Our TATs have to be faster. B, our decision support has to be far more sharper. Each of our prospective decisions need to be backed by appropriate data and insights of past so that we are taking better decisions. Three, our data lakes need to be far more insightful because they are integrated with our ERPs, with our banking systems, with our market systems. Fourth, we need to ensure that in a treasury setup, there's a continuous process of identifying smarter, agile digital breaks, which will help in reduction of manual activities. Fifth would be, at a principal level, reduce dependency on spreadsheets, institutionalize them, integrate them. And the final thing would be, how are we, after integrating, how are we doing these things on a continuous risk and control, and how are we leveraging continuous risk and control analytics to help us run faster, better, and efficient treasury function. So these are some of the KPIs which are on top of my mind.
Thank you, Hemal. Thank you for joining and sharing these insights to us. It's clear that AI and automations are no longer optional for treasuries. They're critical to resilience, agility, and strategic decision making.
Thank you.
That wraps us for this episode of EY India Insights podcast. To read the full India Corporate Treasury Report Survey 2025, please do visit our website. Until next time, this is Pallavi signing off.